Well, welcome, everybody. Happy Friday. I'm Jeff Beaupre, your host for the Business Week in Review. I'm really excited today. We have two great guests in the studio. I think everybody has heard of Janska Clothing. I'm sitting here with Jan and John of Janska. We're going to be talking about how that business got started, kind of where it's at, and it's kind of a continuing saga of businesses that we've had a conversation with in the last couple of weeks about transitions that they've gone through. Very rarely does a business start out and it just stays doing one thing. They kind of migrate. Colorado Networks was no different as we formed it. And we're going to be 20 years old next year. That goes by in a blur as well. But let's talk a couple of things before we get into the Janska story. Microsoft, you've heard me talk, a month now about don't update Windows 10 quite yet because they've had some issues. Well, now you can. Microsoft has issued the updates this past Tuesday. You can update Windows 10, and it supposedly isn't going to create any more problems. Stay tuned on that. Also, there's a report, and this goes back to working with your staff and the continual training that needs to occur with staff. There's a report out, I guess, on Wednesday of this week where cybersecurity practices are actually getting worse. And it tends to be the younger ones. We'll pick on the millennials. They hate that term. But the 20 to 35-year-old crowd seems to be having more issues with cyber, especially along phishing emails. They're not paying attention or they're not changing their passwords and things like that. And we're seeing an uptick in those security issues, which is kind of a surprise. So as much as I howl on this program and as a company about cybersecurity, sometimes they don't listen. They just don't listen. I guess I can say that as a parent. The kids are just not listening. So you want to stay with that because we continue to see breaches. There are some new malware out there. So you really work with your staff and reinforcing the whole cyber hygiene, I guess, is probably the best term to use for that because it's just non-stop. Also, the program is going to take a hiatus on Black Friday, next Friday. KRDO is going to start the holiday season with the football games, so we're going to take the weekend off. Join us the following week. The stories are going to continue with Leadums. This is a truck company, a repair company that focused on large trucks. They're going through a transition as well as how they deal with things. They're going to be on, and we're going to continue this discussion. So everybody, I'll say now, have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you have a chance to get together with family and friends. Enjoy Thanksgiving, and like I said, we'll take a hiatus on Friday and then join us again next week. Well, before we get into Janska, let's take an early break so we can spend a lot of time on this discussion. Stay with us. We're going to come back with Jan and John of Janska Clothing and really dig into this. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. It is 9:12 on Friday morning. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Beaupre, and you're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. You can also follow us on the stream at krdo.com and shortly after the program at the podcast at businessweekinreview.podbean.com. And also, if you're out and about on Friday, make sure you stop by the American Furniture Warehouse. KRDO is teaming up with them and their food drive. It's at I-25 and Fillmore. By all means, stop by and make a donation. It'll certainly appreciate it as we come up on Thanksgiving. But I want to introduce Jan and John of Janska Clothing. And I think everybody knows the clothing line. Welcome, Jan. Welcome, John.
Thanks a lot.
It's great to have you on the program today. And talk about, well, give us a little history, a little background of how Janska got started. Because during the prep meeting, it's a fascinating story to hear. And then we're going to transition and hear some of the challenges of business as we all put up with. You know, I joke about adult daycare. That's my... I don't have that problem in the company. You hire great people and you get out of their way. But that's not always the thing. But Welcome, Jan.
Thanks so much, Jeff. It's so nice to be here.
Give us the history of Janskin. And I was just fascinated as you were telling me about it.
Well, in about 2001, 2002, I was a primary caregiver for a friend of mine who went through a series of strokes. And she had graduated from Colorado College in the 1930s. She was a world traveler, an educator, an amazing woman. And she went through the continuum of care pretty quickly and went from being in her own home to being in a skilled care nursing community here in town. And what happened then is because of the strokes and severe arthritis, she was no longer able to wear any of those beautiful things in her closet. And so what was the easiest thing to get on her? A hospital gown.
Yeah.
So I'd come to visit her, and she was quite tiny, and she would be pretty cold, and she'd be in this hospital gown. But one of the things I observed during this time was that people that engaged with her did not recognize just how brilliant she was. And I saw that they were sort of objectifying her. So there was kind of a respect thing that I didn't like, and I didn't like the fact that she couldn't get in her own clothes. And one night I had literally a dream about a jacket that would be easy to get on and off, that would be easy for the caregiver to get on her. It would solve a couple problems. It would be physically warm and comforting. It would warm her body. And because it was colorful and soft, it would feel good on her body. And it would also be something that people would probably comment on. You look so pretty.
It helps them feel better about themselves.
Absolutely.
And their well-being.
Absolutely.
Just gives them something to look forward to.
So that dream was so powerful. It was a big dream. It just would not go away. And finally, I had it made up. And as soon as I brought it to Jean, she just went, oh, this feels so good. And all these other ideas tumbled into my head about other things that would make her life better, bring more dignity and normalcy to her in this time where it was really difficult for her to be herself and present herself. So that's basically how Janska started, because as I talked to my husband, John, who's here with us, and I said, boy, we need to do something about this. There are millions of other people like Jean and family members who are as distressed as I am about what's happening to my friend.
This happens so often, and I always talk about takeaways from this program, and as a marketing person, is you don't invent something and go try to sell it. You fill a need.
Right.
So along came a need. You saw it. You recognized it, filled it, and then bang, Janska. That's a real takeaway. Fill a need.
Right. And John, former attorney here in town, great researcher, started looking around and realized that there's a lot of research that would say, yes, this is really important. For people to be able to dress in something that looks good and feels good helps their sense of well-being, like you said. And then emotionally, then they feel better about themselves. But there's also a social engagement. We talk a lot with each other about and notice how what we're wearing. I love your tie today, Jeff. That striped shirt looks great on you. And so there's a social engagement. And in a long-term care community like Jean was in, that social interaction was really important.
Oh, I can. It's their whole world at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So we ended up starting to create these different garments. We had five or six things that we thought would really add more dignity, warmth, and comfort and to Jean's life, and then went out to try to see who else would be interested. And we thought we would be going into hospital gift shops.
Durable medical equipment companies, home medical equipment companies. We thought then at the time that the internet and webs were easier than they by any means are.
Get me started on that.
And we'd go to these craft shows in the mountains. We'd bring our pop-up tent, and we'd bring tubs of clothes, and we'd sell, and we had lots and lots of fun. But it's hard to have a viable business with that kind of
one-off sale. Is tough.
Yeah, it's really hard.
So then John had the idea, well, let's try to take it into a wholesale market. And so we started out with the Denver Merchandise Mart and rented a little booth in the temporaries and went up there. And that's where we were really surprised, because these boutiques came up and said, oh, wow, we love your color. We were very colorful and love the styles, because they were unusual. And we'd like to bring them into our boutique. And so that's how Janska started growing. And then
It didn't grow. It exploded.
It did.
Well, it was so... you know, the heart of Jansk has always been that original dream. And because of the marketing issues and the fact that at that time, adaptive fashion or adaptive clothing was not well known or perceived, we thought, well, this fashion side will keep the other side going until the market catches up with us. And so we did that for some period of time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it was, I mean, it's interesting we were talking about transitions. The first transition was actually back then when we went from what we thought was going to be adaptive wear into more fashion. And then we were there for, 10 years?
Yeah, a little over 10 years, and we were doing, coming out with two or three different collections that were new every year, because fashion is always about what's new, what's new, what's new. So we were on that. And it was.
Then you don't want to look in my closet. Nothing's new.
So mostly women's wear, and there was that, and we were selling into what ended up being 1,000 boutiques, independent boutiques, brick and mortar boutiques across the United States and Canada, and 10 catalogs. That was at the height of this fashion boom, and then it was. Then things really started to change around 2014, 2015, where the increase in what was going on online was affecting the brick and mortar stores.
So we call that the Amazon effect. So you saw it as well.
Absolutely. And so things really changed then. But all along, it has been this passion of mine, and the reason that we started Jansk. And Jansk, by the way, means to me coming through Jan, because that dream came from somewhere. And so I really felt like it was my purpose, my passion to bring dignity and clothing, fashion, design, comfort, warmth, and a sense of well-being to people who find the simple act of dressing not quite so simple.
And that's, you know, that market is just growing more and more all the time. You know, as I say, I can say it, I'm old. As I age, you know, I'm going to need that as well.
Well, that's true. There's like 76 million baby boomers right now, and every day, 10,000 turn 65.
So that's amazing.
That's a pretty big number. And there are about half that number of family caregivers, 43 million caregivers in the United States alone, that are caring for someone who needs help over 50 in their home. And so we went through that whole thing, being in all these stores and all these boutiques, and in
these catalogs. It really is a fashion treadmill, too. Yeah. I mean, every year our stores were wanting to know what new bring out.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of your audience that are in business, you recognize that more SKUs, more inventory, more infrastructure, all of that has to be built up in order to support that kind of growth and development.
Yeah, and then you have the infrastructure, and as the economy cycles as it always does, when it turns down, then what do you do?
Right.
Exactly. You know, that's many of the businesses we talk to, you know, we always struggle while we talk that you haven't been in business. You can't really say that you're successful unless you've gone through a couple of downturns.
Right.
When you survive that, that's where you really develop the, you know, I say the scar tissue for turning it back up. So and we all go through that.
Well, and I think that tipping point that happened, and you say Amazon, online in general, and certainly Amazon has the lion's share of all the, I think they have like 76% of all the online business. It's just incredible the portion of sales they actually have of online. But that they were growing double digits every year for a while. But it was that tipping point where it was just over 50% of everything we buy, I think, is generally online now, that it really started affecting the billions and billions of dollars that Amazon was selling in fashion, over $5.5 billion just in apparel last year. Well, that $5.5 billion in apparel is coming out of all the
mm-hmm.
brick and mortar stores, or the way we used to live. And so it's not like we want to change or can change the way life is changing for all of us, but how do we adapt?
How do we adapt?
And so what was happening is a lot of the stores were really struggling and were not able to keep up. And so many of them went out of business or downsized, or they had several outlets and they sold all but one.
And that's the key word is adapt.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take a short break. Stay with us. I'm with Jan and John of Janska Clothing, and we're going to talk about ADAPT in the next segment. But it's just 9:27 on Friday morning. Stay with us, and you're listening to the Business Week in Review. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Beaupre, and this is the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. Glad you joined us. Happy Friday again, and a very happy Thanksgiving coming up. Before the break, we were talking with Jan and John of Janska Clothing about the history of Jan. And it's a fascinating story how it you know, you found a need and filled it, and a global company. But as all businesses, we run into some interesting changes along the way. Jan, she's shaking her head already.
She's like every day.
Yeah, I ask people all the time, it's like, well, what keeps you awake at night? And as a business owner, it's hard at times. And yeah, you have it's always that 3 a.m. thing that I have to deal with. You wake up. Yeah. But talk a little bit about, you know, as Janska took off, you've gone through some transitions and you're planning some of that. Talk about that, because that gets into the real heart of the business management.
Well, so what happened is we were growing in double digits, and we were building an infrastructure to support to the next level. We moved into a much bigger building, and we hired more people, thinking that things were going along. This was between 2009 and 2014. In 2015, we really saw how things, it sort of went and stopped like that, where the stores were having trouble. They were overstocked. They hadn't sold their goods from last year. We didn't know that. So then their orders were less the next year. They were closing down. And so we thought, okay, what is going on? And that is when that tipping point happened, where online was
online
really
effect.
Taking yeah. over. And I mean, right now, I remember asking this group of people that we were presenting with and sharing with that were in the, there were 30 people in the room. And I said, how many of you, and this was a few years ago, how many of you 5 years ago bought your Christmas or holiday gifts online? And there were maybe one or two people raised their hand and said, okay, how about last year? How many bought most? And every single person raised their hand. Well,
that's a huge shift.
It was a huge shift, and it happened pretty quickly. It was like the Berlin Wall, you know, all of a sudden it was down. And so what we had to do right then was decide how in the world we were going to adapt. And we tried to keep going. We talked about going back into the original dream. And a year and a half ago, I took 10 days of silence and went into retreat and came out saying, okay, fashion, we are not going to keep trying to make something work that wasn't working.
But that's a moving animal, isn't it? John mentioned that every year they want new things.
Right.
That's hard to chase.
And so, you know, it's a time of reflection where what are we really supposed to do? What is the passion? What is the meaning of my life? And that going back to that dream, and to turn back to clothing that comforts, which is how we describe what the original dream was bringing into the world. It was clothing that really comforts people emotionally and physically. And so we knew in order to do that, we had to downsize pretty quickly, get really lean. And so over the course of the next year or two, we moved from a 15,000 square foot community building to just a couple months ago into a 7,000 square foot building. Over the course of a year and a half, we went from 40 employees. We were doing almost all our own manufacturing to outsourcing a little bit more of it. And went from 40 down to about 12 employees.
That's a huge shift.
It was a huge shift.
And that's painful.
It was very painful. We lost a lot of good people. But the people that are there right now, I mean, we couldn't have a better staff. Dedicated. Yeah. They've been there a long time. They know they're there because they want to be there. It's not because they're making $1 million. They're all underpaid right now, but they really believe in what we're doing. And so the pivot was to try to go after really a new market, which is the clothing that comforts. And how do we distribute? We knew that we needed to find the caregivers out there.
Tell our listeners that when you say comfort and functionality, and then caregivers, you're kind of talking about the medical community.
Well, we're talking about the caregivers that are caring for, like I said, I think there's over 40 million caregivers that are caring for their family, loved one, unpaid, and then there's obviously paid caregivers, long-term care communities, home care communities. But there's a lot of individuals that were are out there, like my friend Jean, who are searching for solutions and need a little ease and comfort in their day, where they no longer can dress themselves in their own clothes. Well, how can we provide both the physical warmth as well as some dressing solutions?
And you mentioned front loading. That was an interesting term, and it makes a lot of sense when you talk about it. Of, you know, how can you dress somebody from basically from the front if they're in a chair or a wheelchair? That's, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah. So this last year, we have been designing a whole new collection. It's not online yet. It's not out in the marketplace. We still have a couple things to solve, which is the closure. And again, the whole purpose was to get everyday adaptive fashion that didn't look adaptive, that was, that restored everybody's sense of personhood, so that they would be able to show up whole and not
or it gives
adaptive.
Them the dignity that they were, Jean was looking for.
Dignity is a huge part. Dignity, physical comfort, beauty, color, comfort, warm. Fabrics that are very intelligent. So the fabric that we're using in this everyday adaptive is antibacterial, it's anti-odor, it does not wrinkle. So when we went down to meet with Zappos Adaptive a couple of months ago, I wore a whole outfit of this adaptive clothing and was in the interview with them halfway in and said, hey, and by the way, every piece I'm wearing is part of this collection. And they went, really? Wow, you know? And so then we started to show. And so the front loading, let's talk about that for just a minute. Front loading clothing was, we were inspired by this gentleman that we met in Seattle whose wife is in late stage Alzheimer's. And that's a whole nother thing where there's almost 6 million people in the United States right now living with Alzheimer's. It's just
a remarkable number.
And it's just going up and up. So what he was sharing is, as his wife became less able to dress herself independently, that it was so hard for the caregiver to be able to get clothing on her. And so would we start developing some front-loading clothes that were really beautiful and of really nice fabrics that she was used to in her life. And so we started developing some pieces that were front-loading. And so I'm really excited to go out in early 2019 with this collection. I think it's going to solve a lot of problems, not only for the person who's wearing it to be able to look beautiful, but the caregiver. Because there's research we found that there can be, the longer it takes to get somebody dressed that maybe has a memory issue, there can be some agitation mm-hmm. that starts getting mm-hmm. involved. And so you want to be able to solve this by having beautiful things you can get on quickly that doesn't stress out the caregiver, that doesn't stress out the patient. So
it has to be a struggle with that. Yeah.
It can be. And so that we're really trying to solve some of these problems and go forward in 2019 with this new collection called Everyday Adaptive Fashion.
So the front-loading concept is that the closure is actually in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is primarily for an individual who could not dress themselves but could assist by just having their arms out, and the clothing can be donned over the person's arm and then closed in the back. And we're looking at closures that will be really easy. So there won't be buttons or zippers, but there will be magnetic or some other type of closure would be easy for the caregiver to just in 2 seconds take care of it.
And it makes so much sense. You know, it gives them some dignity and it looks nice and it's functional. I mean, this goes back to your original comment about, you know, you're filling a need, and that's so critical in business. A fascinating discussion. Well, we're going to take a short break and come back with Jan and John and kind of wrap this up, but quite a discussion talking about clothing. It's 9:45 on Friday morning, and you're listening to the Business Week in Review. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody, and you're listening to the Business Week in Review. I'm Jeff Beaupre. And in the studio with me is Jan and John of Janska Clothing. It's been a fascinating discussion as you've gone through the pivot. I hadn't thought about it as a term yet, but that makes a lot of sense, a business pivot. And a new path you're going about the caregiver clothing and things like that. Talk a little more about, you know, reaching that new market. What's your strategy? And well, and I ask during the break, it's like, well, how are you dealing with the digital revolution of online sales?
Well, I think we think of ourselves as this phoenix rising from as we change into this whole new pivot into the clothing that comforts. And we have been told by a very reputable that this is a $30 billion. Adaptive fashion is a $30 billion market.
That is an amazing number in itself.
It global. And there, I think that right now it's somewhat disparate. So there's not like one big leader that's showing up and helping us all make these, make a statement in finding the caregivers. I think we have a couple different ways that we're going after it is marketing and looking for ways to find the caregivers who we know are looking for us, because it's the caregivers who are buying these clothing solutions mm-hmm. for their loved ones. So how do we find the caregivers? And then also partnering with some of the long-term care and home care communities and suggesting that, how about a really wonderful welcome gift? There's a lot of money that is spent just trying to get these individuals to come to a certain long-term care community. So why not put some of that into, hey, you made the right decision with us, or please come and stay with us, and here's this wonderful welcome gift. Because that's a huge change for somebody to move into a long-term care or into an assisted living or in a memory care. It's a huge decision for the family member who probably has some guilt and loss, and for the person who left their home, right? And so how can something say, hey, we're going to take care of you, and this is a symbol of warmth and comfort that then says, hey, we made the right decision. They really see me, and they're going to take care of us here.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, you know, yeah. to have something nice, you know, wearable like that, and it's functional.
Yeah, and then just trying to interface through marketing with the caregivers that are looking for solutions.
You know, when we started the business back in 2002 and 2003, there was very little discussion around adaptive fashion or adaptive wear. What we're experiencing today as we're making this pivot is there's a lot of focus and concentration around that. But even the big guys haven't figured out a way to really market it and really consolidate it in a way that they can make it work. So I think it's going to take a lot of us, but I think it's also a matter of maybe redefining what this category of clothing is, or putting it out there so that people recognize it's even there. Because I think there are a lot of folks that don't, you know, sort of intuitively we know about it or think about it,
well,
but we don't really
me too.
Get it.
Yeah, you when know? You said adaptive, I couldn't even envision what that was. But you're right. And it's how do you reach out and some catchphrase or something that really explains that? It makes... Yeah.
And I think adaptive has this notion of Velcro and functional and kind of yeah. not so pretty. And
you're right.
It's been our mission from the very beginning to have a style and beauty and warmth and comfort, which is something a little bit different.
Well, and it really goes to the point I mentioned to Jan earlier on when you two came into the or about to come into the station this morning in the prep meeting, the ladies that were in the in the area, the reporters, I said, oh, yeah, the Janska folks are going to, and everybody was like, oh, Janska's here. Oh. So the brand is well known.
Thanks.
It's very well known. So, you know, you've done good homework so far. So give us contact information. People want to follow up with Janska. How do they get a hold of you? You know, somebody that may be interested in some of this adaptive, you know, give us the website information.
Well, the website is janska.com, 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 JANSKA.
And is the catalog online? Can they view some of this?
They can view a lot of this. The brand new 2019 Everyday Adaptive Fashion is not up there yet, but hopefully it'll be there early 2019.
Okay.
And would love to have conversations with anyone who would like to call us.
Feedback,
toll
input
free.
To it. Yeah,
866-452-6752 is our toll-free number, 866-452-6752. Or you can email me, jan@janska.com.
It's fascinating.
You.
Yeah, you know, good input. You know, somebody comes up with an interesting idea and it launches a whole new product line, so you never know where it's coming from. It's been a fascinating discussion. Jan and John, thank you for joining the
Such
program
a
today.
Thank you.
As we try to, you know, talk about business and the trials and tribulations that we all go through. You know, Jan's nodding, oh yeah.
But it's also the way we grow, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, it would be pretty boring, I think, if we didn't have that. But yeah, and that's how we grow and learn. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride for us, and it continues to be. And so nice to meet you, Jeff.
Sounds
Thanks
great.
For having us.
It's been a pleasure. You've been listening to the Extra Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. Again, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.